The joint report, just released by UVA's Curry School of Education and Charlottesville's Legal Aid Justice Center, finds some schools unable to assess real problems and overreacting to minor ones.
There's good news and bad news. The bad news is that we have a very high suspension rate of black students in Virginia schools, just like in other states.
UVA professor Dewey Cornell.
The good news is that schools that are using our threat assessment model to resolve disputes in a more peaceful way without resorting to zero tolerance have lower suspension rates.
Dewey Cornell wrote the book on student threat assessment guidelines.
Because of fear of school shootings, schools often rely on zero tolerance approaches, which is sort of an automatic suspension without considering the seriousness of the student's behavior, whether they're truly dangerous or not. Threat assessment is an alternative to zero tolerance. It takes a problem-oriented approach that considers the seriousness of the student's behavior, what problem or difficulty might be underlying the student's misbehavior, and it tries to work out a solution to the problem with disciplinary consequences, but not necessarily school suspension.
Schools using the guidelines had substantially lower suspension rates among black males.
We did not find that black males were bringing more weapons to school or drugs to school or getting into more fights.
The guidelines were developed 10 years ago following the Columbine shootings, and over that time...
Well, short-term suspensions dropped about 15%. Long-term suspensions dropped 25%. That translates to over 9,000 students not being removed from school every year.
This year, over 1,000 Virginia schools are using the student threat assessment guidelines to help them evaluate potential problems and deal with them appropriately. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.